Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi there, and welcome to the Get Fucked podcast. We're all dying. Yeah, my name's Johnny,
and my name's James. Are we all dying? Or
I think so. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm going to get it.
Well, I'm not dying, but I have had the symptoms of coronavirus, and therefore I'm now self-isolating.
Yeah, we should probably start by saying that this is our coronavirus sick boy special.
Yeah. Like I say, I feel fine today, but you've got to self-isolate with these things, haven't you? And you can't even go to your doctor and see for sure if you've got it or not, which begs the question, do I have it or was it just something else? But I have had some of the symptoms. And the NHS guidelines said self-isolate. So here we are. So do you say you've got a headache, Johnny?
Yeah, my head is splitting.
Yeah, so that's what happened to me on Friday after work. But I suffer from migraines, so I thought nothing of it. It's like, oh, I feel a bit ill. Migraine coming on. And then I completely lost my appetite, which, as you know me, Johnny, that's not like me.
It's definitely not like you, fat lad.
But then Saturday, headache was much worse. Really bad fever, like sweating, but feeling really cold.
Oh, I had cold sweats last night.
Yeah, no, but I was shivering, but I was also red hot. Still didn't eat anything. Slept for about 16 hours on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, just for new listeners that we've got, this is a comedy podcast. It's not just you.
Yeah. No, I'm just giving you my symptoms and stuff. And you know, like, see, I've not had this since I was a kid, but you know when you have, like, really lucid, weird dreams because you've got a temperature and stuff and your body's just a mess.
Yeah.
So I had them. Nothing too crazy, but just bizarre. Woke up today, I feel a million times better. But as I say, if you're a carrier, you can't take these risks, can you? So
no, you can't. It's also, sorry, just, I know I keep going off on tangents, just to point out to people that we're recording this over Skype, so if the quality is a bit less than what it normally is, then that's why. There's nothing we can do about it because
there's never any quality in terms of content anyway, but you just mean audio wise.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm in self-isolation basically.
Yeah. Well, I'm a bit pissed off about that because I'm off for 2 weeks now.
Well, you can do it then.
Oh, I know, but I'd have felt like I'd have been off for 2 weeks anyway and I wouldn't have used my holidays.
I don't think it works like that. I mean, what's your place of work saying?
Self-isolate. Have you got any symptoms?
But are you getting paid for that?
Yep.
Oh, okay. See, I'm in a privileged position where I can work from home, so It's not so bad. Although I did have to, sort of message my boss and be like, look, what do you think? Because if there was no coronavirus, I'd have just gone into work tomorrow. You know, I've got to feel like shit over the weekend, but I'm okay. But you've got to think of other people, haven't you?
So, well, the elderly, especially.
And that's why I said, like, I was like, look, what jump to do? And they were like, okay, have you rang 111? And I was like, well, you're not supposed to do that unless you're, like, dying. And then I had to do this online test. So do the online NHS test. It's literally two questions. NHS coronavirus questionnaire. One of them is, have you got a dry cough and temperature, which I did have.
Is there a follow-up question to that of, but do you smoke 20 a day?
No, there wasn't. But then it said, can you do your regular day-to-day things? And it was like, yes or no. Now, if I'd done that questionnaire yesterday, I would have said no, because I was absolutely just a mess yesterday. In which case, it said ring 111 number. But because I said no, but I still have the symptoms, Mate said a week off, basically. Well, self-isolate. So I'll still be working just from home.
Yeah. But so
just be careful, Faxi, because we don't have many listeners as it is. And if you all die off,
we'll
have to start again.
They're on about shutting pubs and everything now, so I don't know what I'm going to fucking do.
Well, I've just seen you drink a tin of that piss that we call Carlin.
Yep.
So I'm sure you'll be all right. It's not loo roll, so I can't imagine you'll struggle to get it.
I'm down to my last roll. Joking aside, like, not even a joke, I'm down to my last roll, and for love nor money, I cannot get any.
Do you want to buy one off me, £5?
Yeah, go on then, I might need to. Honestly, I'll put the shower tomorrow.
You've got about 4 cats now, so I can't imagine you'll be completely out of things to wipe your arse on.
No, I did say that last night, and she got upset.
Well, they're sensitive like that, women, aren't they, sometimes?
Yeah.
Just a follow-up, as it is the Get Facts podcast, on the last episode we did with your better half, Amber.
Yeah.
We discussed...
Who's currently not self-isolating and is in Manchester on the piss.
Well, that's the Scottish for you. They're all about freedom. You can't tell them to stay home, can you?
No.
We discussed gay penguins who were incubating an egg.
I'll have to edit that one and put it up first.
Huh?
I'll have to edit that one and put that up first.
Of course.
Yeah, I like how you did that to force me to do it.
Well, it's been long overdue. So basically, Skipper and Ping, they were called, at the Berlin Zoo, I believe it was. They were basically incubating an egg, and no one was sure whether it was suitable or not, or it was going to hatch. On the 2nd of September, it hatched, but it wasn't a fertilised egg, so it burst open with nothing in it. So... back to the drawing board for Skipper and Ping, unfortunately. I just thought I'd follow up with that one.
Hmm.
So there you go. Another thing I wanted to discuss, Johnny, we had a gig together for a comedy night, Counterfeit Comedy, which you helped me with.
Yeah, it was a successful evening, was it?
Successful is a strong word, isn't it?
I feel like on that night, there was James as the MC... Hold uh-huh. all together, and there was 9 other comedians, of which I was one. And I can't help but feel like, because I don't really take it very seriously, I had infinitely more fun than everyone else concerned.
Yeah, so for me, how would you describe the layout of the room to the listeners? It wasn't ideal for comedy, was it?
It was long and thin, like a large shoe.
Like a large shoe? Okay.
Yeah. You know, long and thin like a shoe, innit? It bent round a little bit at the end.
But there was also sort of booths rather than sufficient seating.
Yeah, like bunions.
And they had a lot of the regulars in. And when I turned up, it was absolutely rammed. And I thought, I'll be first there. There'll be no one there. It was rammed, wasn't it?
Yeah, couldn't get a seat.
A lot of them were there for you, really, to be fair, Johnny. There's a few...
I think probably about 4 or 5 people came with me.
And... I later found out there was more there for that night than there was for New Year's Eve.
Oh, nice.
In the pub. And there was no stage.
Nope.
In fact, we were lucky we had a microphone. The microphone looked like it, like you save up tokens from Kellogg's cereal boxes.
It was shit, listener. It was shit.
That was my fault, though. I should have just done that myself. But you live and learn. Because the landlord said he was going to organise all that, which he did, but... not so great success. Anyway, I don't know if in this bit, Johnny, you can edit in a little bit where my mum was in the audience, wasn't she?
She was, yeah. Just for the record, I don't actually remember saying this. And if it wasn't for the fact that there was video footage, I would be denying it.
Yeah, so we had to reshuffle the pack of comedians, so to speak, because we had a late dropout and then somebody who was thankfully there to support. Was a comedian, and he sort of jumped in. So Johnny was supposed to be on sort of earlier in the night, and gradually it got later and later for him to go on. So you might have been half cut when you went on, to be honest.
To the point where
everyone was supposed to have 10 minutes each. You got on to 15 minutes, and then you were like, anyway, where was I on my set? And I was like, Johnny, you need to get the fuck off. At this point, Johnny, I'm going to leave a little bit of a gap there for you know when to put in the bit. And you said this to my mum.
Yeah.
This is the bit.
Probably I can just fucking hang myself. Unless James's mum gets her tits out, and then we can make it one of those. There she is. We could make it one of those asphyxiation whites. You know the ones where I wrap it around my neck and hang it over a door frame? Out of curiosity, does the bit of lemon you put in your mouth, for that count as one of your five a day?
Right. Now, I don't think, right, that had I not have had... Because what it was as well was someone was feeding me Jager bombs.
Feeding?
Yeah, feeding me Jager bombs.
That sounds like they were putting them at your house.
No, they were tipping them down my neck, mate, in the traditional manner.
Okay.
So I'd had at least 6 pints and 3 Jager bombs. And I think I did well to get a sentence out.
I mean, your set as a whole was good.
You see, again, I can't remember it. I wish there was a video of it, because I feel like I'd be proud of myself.
No, it was good, but the sheer balls of it, because so let's just describe it to the listeners. So the room wasn't ideal for comedy. At one point, there was a woman who... So I had to go... Basically, where we were set up to sort of have the mic and whatnot, there was no room to move or anything.
Mm.
So I went over to a table of people and said, look, would you mind moving up just so there's a bit more room for the comedians? And, you know, thinking reasonable people would be like, yeah, really sorry, of course. They went, absolutely not. I was like...
Yeah, they did say that. I remember that.
Like, I would really appreciate if you could just, you know, give us a little bit more room because we're literally stuck in a corner. No, we're not going to do that. So then the speakers at the back didn't work.
You keep talking. I've got a fucking cat crying to get out.
So the speakers at the back of the room didn't work. So there was people at the back of the room who half cut at this point, and it's only 8:30 in the evening, talking away and just chatting.
Yep.
To the point where a woman at the front who knew you, I think, or knows you,
yeah,
grabbed the microphone off me and said, shut the fuck up, like that. Then the landlord took the microphone off me and did the same. It was like I'd got my dad to get my ball back.
It really was.
So I wouldn't even say I lost the room because I never had them to begin with. Not for the want of trying. And I think everyone did really well. And I even got really good feedback from it, but I just think we'd do it so much differently next time.
Well, yeah. A proper microphone would have been half the battle.
Well, of course. But
I got quite far with my method of just shout a lot.
Yeah, and I think what people started to do towards the end of the night was just talk to the first few rows of people who are actually engaged in it, because otherwise you weren't going to get anywhere with it. But yeah. Also, a lot of cocaine use in the toilets, I believe, that evening. So, and not from comedians. So yeah, that's another one of my excuses, and I'm sticking to it. There will be more counterfeit comedy nights coming up. So
Will the evidence back?
We'll let people know. Another one I wanted to mention was a gig in Stockton that I did, which is your neck of the woods.
Oh, yeah.
Girl in the front row, she had a tattoo on her leg, Johnny. Do you want to guess what the tattoo was on her leg?
Was it a handgun?
Not a handgun, no. Probably worse than a handgun, I'd say.
A grenade?
Worse than that still, and not...
A landmine?
It could be used as a weapon, but...
A landmine with Diana.
No, although I would like to see that. She had a butt plug tattooed on her leg.
Right, actually, or did it just look a bit like a butt plug?
It was actually a butt plug. And when a comedian, I didn't notice it at first, another comedian mentioned it. When he discussed it with her, she said, I tell my kids it's a lava lamp. So she's a mother.
Oh, but would you get any explanation as to why she's got a butt plug tattooed on her?
I suppose she likes it up the arse, it would be my first guess.
Like a bejeweled one?
It's the fact that she's got kids and she's going to be a grandma at some point, you'd think. Not great. But then again, she's from your neck of the woods, Johnny, in Stockton, which is why I thought I'd bring it up. Because
yeah, we're a short-sighted bunch.
You lot of scum, aren't you? So there you go.
Yes. Right, well, we're going to get on to some facts about this virus then.
Have you got facts about the virus?
Yeah, I've just been doing a shift in a pub for 4 hours with every cunt giving me their gospel opinion on it.
Is that facts or is that just pub talk? I'll tell you one thing I know about it. Manchester, which is where we both live, is twinned with Wuhan, which is where the virus started.
Oh, right.
So there you go. Go on then, hit us with some coronavirus fact.
So I do know that this is a fact, actually. This isn't something someone in the pub told me. This is something I found out off my own research. Right? So tick for me for that one. Coronavirus is actually a family of viruses. So it's not this specific one. So
when you start to talk about things like this, I'm wondering whether there's going to be a punchline or whether this is actual genuine fact. So continue.
No, genuine fact. So coronavirus is like a family of viruses, which and included in that family is the common cold and the SARS virus that was around a few years ago. So this is COVID-19, which is coronavirus strain 19, if you like. Okay. So when people are putting pictures on Facebook saying, here's my bottle of Dettol, and it says it'll kill the coronavirus, and it's been in the loft for 6 months. How did they know about it? The government must have known.
Oh, okay.
Bollocks. It's just the type of thing that it is.
Well, it kills 99.9% of bacteria anyway, doesn't it? Which basically means 100%. They just want to cover their asses in case it doesn't kill something.
Yeah, there's a brilliant Darrow O'Bain joke that what happens if you chuck one of them in a Yakult? Apparently it's not that brilliant.
Well, I think it's because you're not doing it with an Irish accent and going, "Dare" at the end of it. So,
yeah, well, fair enough. I'll try that.
See, it's funnier already.
Some people, have, because of the virus, have been going out and buying multiple automobiles. Oh, no, sorry. No, they haven't. I'm wrong. That's coronavirus.
And you wonder why I'm sceptical of you when you say these things.
Yep, can't stop singing My Way by Frank Sinatra. I've got coronavirus.
Any more?
No, but I was doing a crossword earlier.
Go on.
I don't know if you can help me with it, actually. We could have, like, a listener competition. Overladen Postman.
Oh, fucking hell. This joke is as old as the hills. Do you want me to set you up for it?
Go on then.
So just you do it and I'll set you up for the punchline.
Right, crossword puzzle I'm doing, mate. The clue is overladen postman.
How many letters?
Fucking thousands.
Fuck's sake, Johnny. Jesus Christ.
That's brilliant. I love that joke.
Have you been watching old videos of Bernard Manning again?
Yeah, you know the bloke who wrote that joke's dead now. They buried him 2 down, 3 across.
Fuck's sake. Is that all your coronavirus facts, too, you came up with?
Wash your hands.
Right, yeah.
I know why there's no toilet paper.
Go on.
Because in Australia, right, they import all their toilet paper, right? So the vast majority of Australian shit roll is imported from China, right?
Okay.
Once the Chinese stopped exporting because of coronavirus, you couldn't get toilet paper in Australia. So people were putting on Facebook, there's a toilet paper shortage, and everyone in England saw it and went, oh, fuck, and started panic buying shit for them.
But it's nothing to do with our sort of supply lines.
No, there's plenty of toilet paper for everyone. The only issue is that every time it goes on a shelf, some cunt buys it.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, and it was funny how there was a movement of hashtag be kind the other week, or the other month, and now it's fucking every man for himself, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, it'll be the same people saying, we need to look after each other, like that. There's more concerning things, everyone's, like, buying up, like, baby, like, milk formula and stuff like that. It's just really, really self. Like, because if you're self-isolating, you don't need toilet roll. If you've got a shower.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know it might sound a bit gross, but...
Yeah, you can live without it, can't you?
But yeah, I've managed to get hold of some loo roll. It's not so bad. But people stockpiling milk. It was in the soup. It's got a 6-day window before it goes off. Why are you buying milk?
Tesco the other day, there was someone who bought 8 loaves of bread that was reduced and going out of date tomorrow. I'm like, oh, bitch, your fucking freezer, dickhead.
Yeah, it's just madness. I was just going to say something about coronavirus as well then. I can't think what it was. Do you think the Chinese government are sort of downplaying their numbers?
I don't see what
illnesses and stuff. Well, they don't want to come across as like poor management and stuff. Everything's top secret there, isn't it, in their communist ways?
Yeah, they might even take this podcast down if we slag them off.
Yeah, they'd need to fucking know about it before they did that, but yeah.
Maybe we'll become infamous.
Yeah, I mean, no publicity is bad publicity or something.
Some of it is. I mean, look at Rolf Harris.
Very true. I was listening, just a slightly different topic. I've been listening to a lot of Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm cool and, like, on trend with music.
Yeah.
And I just really like their song, America. But anyway, the reason they fell out is because Paul Simon wrote all the... Are you all right there? You've been distracted.
Yeah, just you mentioned America, and there's an American on the news, on the telly.
Oh, okay. Simon and Garfunkel, they fell out because Paul Simon was writing, like, the majority of their songs. Because Garfunkel's got a bit, like, quite a unique voice. He was singing a lot of them. And, like, he sort of got jealous that Garfunkel was getting all the credit. Do you think that could happen to us?
What, you get jealous because I get all the credit?
Well, just either way, what do you think?
I don't think there's either of us care enough, is there?
No, I don't. I mean,
do you want me to say yes to create some conflict?
No, I was just thinking in case you wrote a joke, but to be honest, listening to your fucking Postman joke, I know that you don't write any of your own stuff anyway.
I've stopped writing jokes. I just want to be nice to people.
You did your scratch card joke, which is very good. I like that one.
Did I?
Yeah, do you not remember that?
No recollection of anything.
You were pissed. The good thing about that joke is it's different every time and it does cause chaos.
How did it go? Tell me about that. How did that go? I'm genuinely interested to know.
So, just for the listeners, what Johnny does is he gets out a scratch card and he says, I'm that poor at the minute that I spent my last quid on a scratch card, but I'm that poor that I've not got a coin to scratch it with. He hands it to a member of the audience and he says, "You can if you win anything on that, it's yours, but if it's over 20 quid, we'll split it." The first time he did it, was quite a, I wouldn't say a cultured crowd, but certainly more cultured than the one that we had on the most recent night. Sorry, I just burped there. And the first time she was like, "Oh, we've won something." And you went, "Oh, how much?" And she's like, "2 quid." And you're like, "Don't fucking tell me then. I said under 20 quid. Very funny. This time round, it got like a table sort of scratching away at it and only half listening to you and then talking to you, and you were just sort of talking about it. It just created chaos, but in a good way, in a sort of a exciting way, I suppose. For a lot of comedians, much like myself, be too much of a risk. But in there lies your genius, I suppose, that you're willing to sort of do that.
What, has someone said I'm a genius, like?
Well, I think you are. I think that's where you're at your best.
Oh, well, when I'm giving a scratch card to a stranger.
No, when there's a bit of chaos around you and you've got to sort of think on your feet.
Yeah, I do like that.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. And a lot of comedians be like, no, fuck that. I'm not in control. Whereas I don't think you... I think you'd prefer not to be, so...
Yeah, well, I can blame someone else then.
This is it. This is true. Well, it's good to know that if we were Simon and Garfunkel, we wouldn't fall out. Could you sing Bridge Over Troubled Water, though, as good as Garfunkel?
No, but before my dad's brother's accident, he could. He was really good at it.
Before your dad's brother's accident? If he fell off a bridge into troubled water, right?
No.
I'll end this Skype now.
No, he didn't know.
What happened?
Well, he did fall, but onto a saw, and he got split in two. And from then on, we've always called him Simon and Half Uncle.
You fucking idiot! Go on, give us a Simon and Garfunkel. I just want, you know, maybe we could have a sing song and see if it makes us angry at each other.
What is it? Like a bridge over troubled waters.
All right, yeah.
I will lay you down like a bridge over troubled waters. I will lay you down.
I don't think you're getting any sort of positivity from that. Sorry, one second.
Well, he's gone.
Just need to get me hand sanitizer, you know. Got to keep it. I mean, it's good. It keeps my hands clean, but it stinks.
Yeah. Well, it did. I've seen a lot of good things on Facebook recently. And I saw one that said, since all these people have started washing their hands, since all these people have started washing their hands, the nuts at the end of the bar have lost the taste.
Oh. I mean, it's only the sort of places that you'd go to that have nuts at the end of a bar, to be honest, but...
Yeah, even then they don't do it anymore.
I wanted to bring something else up, Johnny. Do you know who Chris Packham is?
Yeah. Does he do Country File?
He does...
Spring Watch.
Spring Watch.
Why the fuck do I know that?
Because he's... I wouldn't say he's a national treasure, but he's on TV a lot, isn't he? So Chris Packham is sort of an animal enthusiast, wildlife enthusiast.
Right, he's not a bummed one, has he?
No, so what's happened is he's, like, really against badger culling and stuff.
Yeah,
and which is fair. Blah, blah, blah. No, of course. And I just thought it was such a really, really, really British reaction. So obviously he's dead against badger culling. He tweeted a picture. Someone had hung a dead badger up on his gate.
You'd be better off culling the Tories.
Politics with Johnny. Someone had hung a dead badger on his gate, and he tweeted, "Always nice to get home after a long day at work to a warm welcome at the gate." I just thought that's so typical of people in Britain to be like, "Oh, he loves badgers, does it? Well, I fucking don't." And I tell you what, I'll do. I'll hang one off his gate. Just mindless, isn't it? Apparently, 2 months prior to that, a fox with a snare injury was left on his driveway.
Yeah.
I just think to maybe put a positive spin on this for him, if he said he was dead against loo roll at the minute.
Oh yeah.
He'd get a load of that. What else? What would you? What if you knew you were gonna get it? If you said you hated it, what would you say?
What would I say? You know what, actually, just because I'm craving one at the minute. And that's it. You'll never know what I was craving because I can't remember and the audio files just completely disappeared from there. So, sorry about that. We have got another 3 recorded, so hopefully there won't be as many technical issues with them. It's just a bollock when we're doing all this online. Sorry. Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.